Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Karen Cortell Reisman is here. Karen is a longtime 13-plus member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, including The Naked Truth About Selling, The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, and on, a number of other books and different kinds of training properties that she offers and makes available on her show. She's one of the people that we turn to when we want to learn how to do a better job of putting our best foot forward in the marketplace, and she's got a really important message for us today. Karen Cortell Reisman, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be here.
Always a pleasure. She's also Albert Einstein's fourth cousin once removed. I always forget, Karen.
He's a cousin of my father. He was a very dear friend of my grandmother.
They were
lifelong gossip buddies as seen in their personal correspondence.
I love hearing that story, and she's told us that before. So Karen, one of the things that I learned how to do when I was being taught how to sell was, let me rephrase that. One of the things that people tried to teach me how to do when I was learning how to sell was when to shut up.
Right.
And over the years, I've talked about this a lot on the show. I've written about it. I've tried to practice it. But when we're good at what we do and we're excited and passionate about what we do or whatever we're doing, that's not a natural tendency, is it?
No. And in fact, that's what I want to talk about today, is how do you know when to stop talking?
Well, that's
the answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here it is. Use your conversational GPS system. We have GPS in our phones. We use it every single day. We need to take that concept of the GPS and use it in our conversations. And it's built into your brain cells, but it needs self-activation daily. In fact, probably every minute we need to use it. And there's some directions that can help us use our conversational GPS. You want to know what they are?
Yeah, one of the things that I've broken down selling into two disciplines, and so to speak. And of course, in the marketplace, we're always selling, right? Even if we're just talking to people, we're selling. But I broke it down, and a lot of people have done this, and that's the art of selling and the science of selling. And what
right.
we're talking about now is the science, the mechanical things. You know, one of the things that I talk about is whenever a customer is talking to you, someone on the, or whoever it may be, when they're talking to you, even if you've got something to say, before you say anything, when you think they're done, wait 3 seconds. That's not too long, and that way you'll make sure you don't interrupt them. And that's a little mechanical thing that I do. Now, talk to us about how GPS works.
Well, your conversational GPS directions, here they go. Step number one, you're talking to somebody in your business world or even in your personal world. So I think it's the same concept. You're talking about your family or your trip to India or your business achievements or your widget that you're trying to sell. Okay, that's step number one. You are talking. Well, step number two, as you talk, quietly ask yourself, is this interesting to anyone but me? Is anybody else interested in this but me? And I find this happens a lot with my clients. I work with lots of decision makers of small and large businesses. I sense that they don't have this little conversational GPS meter running.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. You ask yourself this question, is this interesting to anyone but me? And then step three, self-monitor the answer. Either the listener is asking new questions, or the listener is smiling and has good eye contact. Those are all very good nonverbal behaviors.
Right, right.
Or the listener is passive and not that interested. And we have to make sure that we are in tune with what our listener is doing. What is their body language saying and doing, and what are they actually saying and doing?
This is what I mean about the science. This is the physical. This is the mechanical part of communication. You're paying attention to the world around you. As one of my mentors once said to me, you're checking your position.
Well, that would work well with my analogy this morning about GPS systems. You're checking your position.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pick the last one, that they're passive and they're not that interested, then
also if you see them running away from you, that's a good sign.
right. They're on their phone.
That's kind of a tip-off, folks.
right. But you stop talking. You go immediately to your power close. And that doesn't mean whatever that is, whatever it is, go to your last sentence and then stop. But mm-hmm. if it's A or B, if it's the first two, if the listener asks you questions or nonverbally look interested, you can continue to talk, but not for that long,
mm-hmm.
because we are all now suffering from attention deficit disorder. We are all in little multi segments now. We don't give you that much time anymore.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is that, you know, the worst thing you can do is be a bore. And we've all been that. We've all done it. And these little mechanical, scientific, physical tips that Karen's giving you, these are very important to know when to know what. There's a little thing I call shut up, listen, sell. You know, how to know when to shut up and when to listen, and then you can sell. So it's GPS. Can they find this on your website, Karen?
Yes, I have a blog on this, and I'd also like to my blog. Go to speakforyourself.com, and I've written an article on this.
Speakforyourself.com.
And yes, and I'd like to source this concept. Carolyn Hacks, who is a writer and columnist for the Washington Post, is the person that she wrote about this, and I've given her credit.
Right,
on
you mentioned
blog.
That. You mentioned that in the blog, and that's good for you for doing that. Karen just got back from India in the last few months, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'm going to ask her to give us a travelogue. How was her trip to India? What was it like? 20 after. Stay with.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.